Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says sales at U.S. retailers suffered a record decline in October as shoppers took fright over falling home prices and a widening credit crunch pushing the economy toward recession. Sales slumped 2.8% last month to a seasonally adjusted $363.7 billion, the largest decline since the series began in 1992. OPEC today announced it will meet this month to address crude prices that have fallen 60% in just 4 months. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries held an emergency meeting only 3 weeks ago and slashed production quotas by 1.5 million barrels a day. The 13-member producers' cartel will meet in Cairo on November 29th on the sidelines of a previously planned meeting of Arab members of the group. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending November 6th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 9.1, next year, 0.2. Corn this year, 14.0, next year, 0.1. Soybeans this year, 17.6. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading in 8,776 is down 59 points. The NASDAQ 1570 is down 26.5 points. And the S&P 500 is at 901.5 points, and it's down 10.75.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now to give us the weekend weather outlook is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. The Midwest Corn Belt forecast. Right now a little bit wet over portions of the Corn Belt, including the middle of Illinois and Indiana. We do have a band of rain that's extending right up I-44 through Missouri and areas a little bit north and south of there. So right up through areas near and south of Columbia to St. Louis and then on into Illinois. The heaviest rain right now falling between St. Louis and Springfield on up to just south and east of Champaign-Urbana over to Danville and Lafayette, Indiana and Kokomo. So a band there of pretty steady rain. It's not super heavy, but it's significant, and a wet day is occurring along that stretch. To the northwest, northern and parts of west central Illinois, north of Quincy, dry right now. Same thing for southern and east central Iowa. But there are more showers in northern and west central Iowa right now. And we're going to see over the next 24 hours precipitation at least hit most of the Midwest Corn Belt. Some areas getting very little, other places getting over a half an inch. Colder air is coming in from the northwest. Rain will change to snow. We're not anticipating much in the way of accumulation in the Corn Belt, though. There may be a few places that pick up anywhere from a dusting to an inch tonight into tomorrow morning to the northwest across parts of Iowa and northern Illinois. And then downwind of the Great Lakes, there will be some lake effect snow setting in late tomorrow into Sunday as cold winds out of the northwest blow over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes. After this, there will be a couple more weather systems coming through over the coming week, and that will produce occasional light precipitation, especially near the Great Lakes. But by and large, I don't think we're going to get much in the way of precipitation. So net drying will start to take place next week. That could lead to some harvest operations later next week after this delay caused by the wet weather now. Now, I might point out or want to point out, though, that some of the northwestern areas that are the farthest behind in harvest, they did have a snow cover until a couple of days ago. And the ground there is wet at the time being, and they could from time to time get some more weather systems through, and with cold weather, it's not going to dry out quickly. So we do anticipate still some Sluggishness in the harvest progress across Minnesota, northwestern Iowa, portions of Nebraska, and the eastern Dakotas. So it's not going to be ideal here, but weather systems won't be big over the coming week. Yesterday on the GFS model, the American model that goes out 16 days, a major winter storm was showing up on that model coming through the Midwest on the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd. That major system would produce a band of heavy snow over portions of northern and maybe central Illinois and northwest Indiana, if it were to verify. But that's a big if when you look out about 9 or 10 days. That storm system has disappeared from the maps this morning. It could reappear again, or it may never come back again on the maps as we get closer to the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd. The point being, sometimes the long-range models show something exciting one day and nothing the next, and you have to take all of that with a grain of salt. It does look like we're going to have some more surges of cold air coming in as we go into that weekend, but this morning, the maps do not really show much in the way of precipitation. So for those who are looking forward to a big snowstorm, it was there yesterday. It's gone today. We'll see what happens when we come back on Monday and look at the maps going out that far into the future. Turning to South America, our biggest concerns are in Argentina with dryness. A cold front is going to push through here during the next 24 hours and cool them down a bit, but not a lot of precipitation. In Brazil, it's drying out in southern Brazil, which is beneficial after heavy rains earlier this month and in late October. But if it stays dry too long, they could have some concerns with dryness down the road. Elsewhere in Brazil, things looking favorable. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 586¾, up 8¾. Last trade up 6. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 550, up 11¾. Last trade up 4¾. July, 596¾, up 9. Last trade up 1½. December corn opened at 384¾, up 7¾. Last trade up 3½. July, 422, up 6. Last trade up 3¼. Let's go out to December of 2010. 441, up 3/4. Last trade up 3/4. November beans opened at 903, up 16. Last trade up 2¼. July 928, up 6½. Last trade unchanged. December soybean meal opened at 269, up $5. Last trade up a dime. December soybean oil opened at 33.24, up 43. Last trade down 6. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Do you like the possibility from a technical standpoint that perhaps in beans and corn we're trying to carve out a bottom here?
Oh, certainly. And I think it's long overdue, but as long as the traders continue to ignore the fundamentals, you know, and trade outside markets, it's going to be tough.
Do you think, that begs the question, when are they going to start paying attention to supply?
Well, I think that, you know, as we move closer toward the end of the year, that's certainly going to become more of an issue. They're going to start to talk about corn planting and all of those types of things. We've got some support coming in right now from Argentina being hot and dry. You know, Brazil's starting to dry out a little bit after being really wet, so they don't have a perfect situation for planting. I think patience is probably the name of the game. You can see already with yesterday's Dow Jones rally that we saw after the market closed and that we're starting to see some capitulation. You know, we've seen people who have thrown in the towel, and now we've got bottom pickers, opportunity pickers coming in, and I think we're starting to see some of the same thing in the grain market. So I think it's a matter of patience more than anything else.
Those people that have been fixated on demand will point to today's export sales report and say, not a lot there.
Well, that's true, you know, but at the same time, I think when you saw the rally in the Dow yesterday, you see the American dollar down. We've got gold up over $40 this morning. And even with dismal retail sales numbers coming in, the Dow itself is just slightly down. So I think a lot of this is already being dialed into the market. Doesn't hurt that Bernanke talked about potential for another interest rate cut. And there is some, I guess, some resolution this morning on the housing situation. So I think in general, it's like most other things. Sometimes the initial response is really negative, and the more you pile on the negatives, just like the more you pile on the positives, sometimes people just become a little, they become more used to it. And it isn't as serious as it had been earlier.
Let's go ahead and get your bids then for the morning open.
Well, I think we're going to see corn probably follow the overnights up 2 to 4, wheat up 4 to 5. Beans, of course, possibly flat and maybe down a little bit because we do have oil down. When you look at the hogs and cattle, firmer to better on cash, but I think it's going to be mixed because we've got the cold storage report coming out this afternoon.
Thank you much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in West Bend, Wisconsin. She joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana and on the web at WILLAG.org.